Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. Luke Rosiak is an investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. Prior, he was an investigator for the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. So this is a guy that's been inside any number of the things that happened with the deep state, which is kind of a recent coinage, I think, of kind of summarizing. You know, we used to think the administrative state, the fourth branch of government, the things I used to think about are these annoying planners, people messing in lives down to the minutia level of the average American. But the deep state is an even more malevolent form of that. Luke Rosiak joins us here in Philadelphia to talk about his new book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect the Democrats. Hey, Luke, great book and great insight, and your credentials speak for themselves. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Well, Luke, with that kind of background, how would you describe the deep state? What does that mean to you?
I think of it as like in the 1980s, they would have these science fiction movies where, you know, you create artificial intelligence, you create a robot, and then it gains a life of its own and a mind of its own, and it starts working for its own interests instead of its creators. And so we have this bureaucracy that's intended to serve us, but to some extent, the bureaucracy now is self-perpetuating, right? I mean, there's people in there that want to ensure that their own jobs are safe, expand their own budgets. And this is really kind of detached from whatever directives may be coming from the top down, and it's, often at odds with the interests of the American people.
Yes, and the advantage they have often is they think, well, you know what, we'll wait this person out. We'll obstruct, we'll delay, we'll do whatever, and ultimately either they'll get tired of it, they'll take their eye off the ball, or they'll be gone, and then we'll start over with another administration.
Exactly that, and they know all the complexity of how the government works and all the little loopholes and how to navigate. And, you know, for an outsider or even a politician who hasn't been in Washington for 30 years, they are really able to outmaneuver you. And so what this book follows is this extraordinary case of during the 2016 election, there was a hack that no one found out about. And it was a hack not by Russians on the DNC, but by a Pakistani IT guy who worked for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was caught hacking Congress. And so this would have been really a competing narrative to Russia. It was every bit as severe. It was really frightening, the connections that this guy had, foreign governments, devices going abroad, money coming from foreign ministers to this guy under the table. And so this was really, it starts as this national security incident, and the next half of the book is sort of a cover-up, because that's when sort of the deep state comes in. Nancy Pelosi and her operators, since they basically figure out how to prop up one narrative. And so it's the Democrats working with the media, working with the DOJ. And so that's how we came to really have Russia and Robert Mueller and all this stuff be kind of the thing that's like defining, really hanging over Trump's presidency. Meanwhile, this almost identical thing happened at the almost identical time involving some of the same people, and literally no one found out about it. And here I am, through sort of a fluke, I found out about it as a reporter. I start digging in, and to me, again, you've got what happened itself, which is fascinating, and then you've got the cover-up, and that's where you see, and it's interesting because you're in Philadelphia. Bob Brady, just retired congressman, he was a guy in charge of the House Administration Committee.
Yeah, the mayor of Congress, yeah.
Totally. He's the mayor of Congress. So what this book does is it takes you behind the scenes in Congress as they orchestrate a cover-up. And really, the anti-hero, I guess you could say, is Bob Brady.
You see him as the architect of this, Luke?
Him and his staff, what they did is they maneuvered to make sure that these guys were not arrested, that the media didn't find out about it. And, you know, what's so interesting is that Paul Ryan and the Republicans were in charge of Congress. So I got to give credit to Bob Brady and to his staff for being so clever and really knowing the ins and outs of Congress and the executive branch and the DOJ.
Well, hey, this is Philadelphia. All things are possible when it comes to something like that, Luke. But look,
so,
the
Republicans come across pretty bad in this.
Yeah.
The Democrats are, you know, they're scheming, they're manipulating, they're Machiavellian, but hey, at least they're good at it.
Yeah, well, just to give the taste of this, listeners remember that, and they often say to me in talk radio, whatever happened to this, that, and the other? This is one of the big ones that you have tracked down. But a blurb here says a cache of computers dumped in a House of Representatives elevator shaft. Suspects fleeing to Pakistan. That's the part that I remember. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop placed in a phone booth at midnight.
Yeah, it's like James Bond. I mean,
yeah.
This is the craziest story I've ever written in my life. When you're reading it, it's like, what is even real? And what is, you know, how can this kind of thing happen? And no one was going to tell us about it. But, you know, like you said, you can remember back like a year ago, some people might remember, Wasserman Schultz is kind of yelling at the head of the Capitol Police, give me back my laptop. And she's like using her authority to kind of threaten to take away their budget. This is what it was about. This dude came in after he was caught hacking Congress, took her laptop and left it in a phone booth. What is going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So the remedy, you say the deep state is often bipartisan, and we're doing two things here in your book, at least I think so. One, this riveting story as a template of maybe more mundane things that go on every day. The remedy seems to be a guy like Trump, who now is even duking it out with the intelligence agencies.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, just through my reporting, and I didn't set out to reach any particular conclusions, but over following this bizarre story, I mean, Trump turned out to be right. I mean, he was kind of calling, he was holding people's feet to the fire, he was identifying some of these issues, and then the Republicans on Capitol Hill were just, it was incredible how easy it was to make them cower. And one of the things that, the Democrats did here is they said, look, there were so many rules broken by this Pakistani guy and all the fraud that was going on, and really actually a tremendous amount of fraud exposed on Capitol Hill in this book. And so the Democrats turn around on the Republicans and they say, hey, you guys were in charge. Why didn't you guys catch this?
Yeah, exactly. Now, people should realize the sensitivity is, as I remember it with these Pakistani operatives, too. They had a lot of sensitive material on a lot of top rank Democrats in sensitive positions.
Yeah, I mean, they were working for 20% of the Democrats in Congress, and they had access to all their files, all their emails, all their staff's emails. A lot of these people are on members of the Intelligence Committee and the Homeland Security
right.
Committee and things like that. And meanwhile, this guy is taking $100,000 from an Iranian government minister who's been linked to Hezbollah, and he's taking it through this shell company called CIA. And that's just like one of actually, and after he's caught, not only does he take Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop and leave it in a phone booth, he still has a back door into the House network when he's not supposed to, and that's via an email address that was listed under the name of an Intelligence Committee staffer, an intelligence specialist. So this guy steals the identity of an intelligence specialist after he's already caught hacking Congress.
Yeah, it is stunning to me. And again, it's never ending. It raises the big question. You do say it's bipartisan, too, at times.
It's absolutely bipartisan. And, you know, just the way that just to see the Republicans get just cower in fear and kind of go along to get along. And, you know, they're always afraid that if they go after if they expose some fraud on Capitol Hill, the tables are going to be turned next time. Actually, speaking of Bob Brady and all this stuff, I mean, remember the sexual harassment slush fund where the congressmen
yes.
were paying people to stay
mm-hmm.
quiet? I mean, Bob Brady was the dude who signed off on every one of those statements, those settlements. And so when it came out in the news, because BuzzFeed got, like, John Conyers was doing the settlement, and so everyone is shocked, right? And even in Congress, we didn't know this was going on, we're going to end this. Bob Brady knew about it the whole time. Bob Brady is the one who personally signed off on every single one of those the settlements. And so it just goes to show that the members of Congress from both parties, really, they've set up the institution, the bureaucracy itself of Congress, in such a way that both the guys in the club, they protect each other regardless of party, because really it's kind of like mutually assured destruction.
Exactly, yep. Right. It is a great read. And what, if anything, can be done right now around this other than you're exposing it? It's out there. President Trump has taken on elements of the deep state. What can be done?
you know, that's the question, right? If you cut off the head of the snake, does it just grow a new one? And so that's really the difficulty with the deep state is I'm not very confident that replacing Jeff Sessions at the head of the DOJ with, you know, Bob Barr, whoever, it's a pretty kind of a pessimistic book, I think, at the end of it. It's a fun read, but it's kind of sad in some ways because that's the nature of the deep state is how embedded it is. So I don't know what the solution is, Dom.
Well, that's honest. I appreciate that. It is a great read, though, Luke. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll have to ask Bob Brady, who frequently comes on these airways, about all this stuff.
Absolutely.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.